As many as 400,000 people will visit Canyonlands National Park in Utah this year. Some of them are going to get a special treat. They'll be lucky enough to go out with tour guide Black George Simmons, as reporter James Nelson did.
A hearty, diminutive 82-year-old man with dancing eyes, a scraggly white beard, trousers and T-shirt that might have just finished a week-long river run. As for his nickname, Black George Simmons, a vague response about his past, delivered with a smile.
At age 15, I played piano in a bordello in New Orleans. Then at age 64, I was a stripper at the Golden Age Widows Club in Houston. Now in between, I've tended bar up in Boulder, Montana. I spun a roulette wheel out in Eureka, Nevada.
Where are you folks from?
California.
Oh, washed back from the coast.
Yeah.
All right.
The tidewaters took us all the way out here.
Okay.
Since 1984, he's made the rounds as a volunteer in national parks, Big Bend, Bryce Canyon, and Grand Teton. His favorite is Canyonlands, where he spent 10 years. For decades before that, he traveled the world with the U.S. Geological Survey, discovering other people and cultures, and perfecting his unique trademark salutation. Yeehaw, he explains while steering his pickup through the red rock buttes of this desert park.
Yeehaw! I picked that up down in West Texas. There were not many. People are few and far between. Whenever you see a friend, usually you'll be going into town, it'll indicate that a party's shaping up or you're meeting some friends. So I sort of adopted that, and I've used that all over the world, and people really like it.
Simmons does more than greet guests. He also monitors the weather station at a spot in Canyonlands that he's dubbed Science Hill.
I was just asking if you knew about the Austin Lounge Lizards, a musical group in Texas. Well, they sing a song that goes, "Acid rain, keep on falling. For your name I am calling. I'm not to blame for placid acid rain."
He measures air quality and precipitation, assists on search and rescue operations, and he checks on campsites and tourists on trails.
"What's your name? I bet I know your name." "Yes, your name is... Your name is beautiful."
"No, my name's beautiful."
"Howdy."
"Hello."
"Hi." "Boy, you guys must be from a mountain state. Look at you."
"I'm sorry, I know
English."
"English."
"Oh, sprechen Sie gern Deutsch?"
"Deutsch, German, yeah."
"Welche Stadt ist Ihre Stadt?"
"Bavaria."
"Bavaria, München."
"Yo."
"Yeah."
"Ah, here, Ulrich Fallum."
"Yeah, you know."
"Here." "Ah, all right, have a good time."
"Yeah." "See you." "Bye."
People are proud about where they come from, and especially when they come over here in a great minority as a foreigner to find somebody that knows a little bit of their language. Any time you can make a connection that's unique to these individuals, they pour themselves out there. You've immediately got a lifetime friend.
Black George shifts his truck into gear and heads down a twisting, steep red dirt road. A slew of quarters slide back and forth, but not spilling out of a dashboard bowl. Like a wise old dog sniffing water, Simmons eyeballs the canyon floor below and the Green River, which he helped map in the 1950s. It's now one of the more popular float trips for outdoor enthusiasts. Perched under a shade tree, a group of young river runners glances at Simmons as he ambles by. A more experienced boat team sees the old man of the river and takes note.
"Well, I'm Black George. I'm a volunteer ranger up here, and I work with the river patrol."
"Black George, I've heard of you before."
"I was reading about you in the paper." "Yeah." "In the Salt Lake Tribune."
"Oh, I thought you had been down to the post office."
Near a quiet eddy on the Green River, Simmons reflects on his early days along this river.
Here on the Green River is a special place. Actually, we started our 1956 expedition downstream about 15 miles from this spot, so I've always had a special spot in my heart for the Green River.
Even at age 82, he believes he still has a lot to contribute.
People gravitate towards older people who are a little bit active. I give them hope. They come out here and they see an old man who rappels over a cliff, who paddles a boat, and so that's what I do. I try to give people hope, and I'm conscious of it.
Adventurer, storyteller, impromptu classroom teacher in the grand open-air theater he calls home.
Well, let's head back and see what else we can
We should be heading back down, too, I think, so.
Thank you for sharing all your wisdom with
all
us.
Right.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Black George Simmons, giving people a sense of place, one yeehaw at a time. For NPR News, I'm James Nelson.